Hey, what's up, my friends? Welcome to the Christoph Lewis Podcast. This is Contemplation with Christoph number 40. That brings us to 123 total episodes, the conversations being the other one, and we're on 83 as of yesterday. So that's wicked awesome. I'm super appreciative of your time and for listening to this. Thank you so much. It means the world to me. It's Tuesday, early in the week. If you're not enjoying what you're doing, then this podcast is just absolutely ridden with tons of examples, 123 examples, and just ways to just better your life, inspire you, motivate you, and just give you examples through the conversations of people going out there and getting after and doing what they want. So that is one part of many parts of this podcast and why I'm doing this podcast. But thank you so much for listening. Like I said, you can catch this episode and all the other conversations on christophlewis.com/podcast. And you can find me on Instagram at @christophlewis. And now it's time for the book challenge. And I'm reading one book a week for a year. And you can find that on christophlewis.com/book challenge. I was a bad reader. Now I'm a good reader. Actually, I just made it a priority in my life and I'm reading. So if you want to do something and you think you're not good at that thing, but you really want to do it, then do it. And I guarantee you, you will get better at it. Last week, I read The One Thing by Gary Keller. This week, I'm reading You Are a Badass Every Day by Jen Sincero. But she's written a bunch of books, and typically they're for females. And you know what? My wife recommended me this book, and I'm super loving it because on one page it had only words were "You're beautiful," and I was like, "This is a badass book. I'll read the shit out of any book that calls me beautiful." So I'm having a good time. I mean, like, I don't want to pigeon my hole and not read like a super awesome inspirational book that was written for females. Like, how many badass entrepreneurs out there and CEOs that are females? Like, let me get in the mind of that person. That sounds super awesome. So that's what I'm doing. And plus, my wife recommended it to me. So like, that's super cool that my teammate in life is reading this shit. Like, absolutely, you bet your ass I'm going to read that book after she recommended it to me. So if you're curious about all the books that I'm reading, you can check them out on the website, like I said. And wow, this one's super good so far. Yesterday's conversation was conversation number 83, like I was saying. That one was with Hamidi Jassim, and he is the terrorist whisperer. He was the youngest sergeant major ever in the Iraq Army, and he's got a crazy story, to say the least. And you can check that out in the podcast that came out yesterday. So today I'm going to speak with you about keep your next move close. So let's get into it. Keep your next move close. Most of the time on social media, you see other people and me that say pretty much every move they make, like day by day. That's my intention with the podcast, is not just to be one way, but I also put out information there. Like, I've literally told you, like, it is my journey. These are the things I'm trying to do. This is how I'm doing them. There's a point to where I'm going to stop and not say anything past that. Like, the current company that I'm working on, you guys probably know pretty much nothing about it. And it should be like that because I have a lot of research and development to do. So when I was in the military, let's go back to that. 2.5 years before I got out of the military, I knew I wanted to get out of the military. I was very open about it. And I was talking to my peers. I was talking to my chain of command about it. And I didn't see the problem in it. Now, it caused me some problems, which I'm not going to go into. This podcast isn't about me in that sense. It's about helping you through my experiences and the guests' experiences, but I'm not here to complain about anything. So I should have kept my cards a little bit closer to me, my moves a little bit closer to me, because I do think that it actually hurt my career at the time, and especially if I would have chosen to stay in the military. So if you're in the military and you think you want to get out, keep those cards close to you and don't let anybody see them. Like, you got to keep your next move close. And if you are in a job right now and you want to go do another job, that's fine, but don't go spouting off that you want to do these things and do those things. And, you know, they may come around and haunt you if you're not careful about who you talk to. And there's certain people, obviously, that you can talk to about those things that you absolutely trust, and I highly recommend getting their opinion on things because they can be very helpful. But for the most part, you don't want to go spouting off what your intentions are with everything. So with your career, you want to keep those moves close. If you're in the military, you want to keep those things close because these are all affecting your career, regardless if you stay in your job or you stay in the military and get out. And if you are trying to get into a business entrepreneurially, then you need to keep those moves close, because because, like, for me, I'm doing research and development. I can't let those things get out because the thing needs to be patented before I talk about it. So there's a lot of things going out there. So what I want you to take away of this is really basic. I'm not going to beat it down to the ground, but don't share everything unless you carefully vet what you're going to say and who you're going to say it to. I've read a bunch of articles on this recently. I've read one that said, never tell anyone your future plans, your dreams, or moves. Don't tell it to anyone, not even in your journal. There's chances that somebody can be taken up and completed by one of your foes. Like, this was absolutely ludicrous. And I find it really funny that you'd be scared. Like, I've told some people my plans for the company, and ultimately I'm not worried because it's going to take years of hard work and it's going to take a lot of finances to get it up off the ground. And nobody's going to care about that as much as you are. And you know, I'm a huge advocate of having an accountability buddy and telling them your future plans, your dreams, and your moves. And you know, I tell you that stuff. It holds me accountable. When I put that out into space, when I put that out into the world, you guys hear that and you hold me accountable. Because, like, who, you're not going to trust me if I say I'm going to do things and I put them out in the world and then it comes back and I don't do those things or whatever. Like, that takes away everything that I've ever said, and I wouldn't believe me. And you got to find that sweet spot of about telling your future plans, your dreams, and your moves to a certain point, but be very careful about everything you say. Now, to some people, this podcast episode may sound very, very obvious, but I make podcast episodes that I know and I wish would have benefited me at certain points in my life. And if I would have heard this episode, then maybe I wouldn't have said certain things in my military career, and I would have at least gotten more promotions while I was in until I got out, which would have benefited me and my family, and I saw it the other way. So it's time for a recap. Keep those moves close, but don't be afraid to reach out and tell people your plans, your dreams, and your moves, because this helps hold you accountable and holds yourself accountable. Like, what kind of person do you want to be when you say things out loud and then don't follow through? That's probably one of my biggest pet peeves. So like I said, I'm sure this isn't for everyone, but that's not my point. My point is to help little things that I've experienced in my life, and I wish I would have known. And if a couple people out there are like saying 100% of everything that they're doing and they're saying their career moves before they're getting out, like, maybe you'll think twice and maybe it'll cause you to, you know, advance a little bit more in the current job that you're in until you move from that job, if that's indeed what you want to do. So you have to find your own, like, just like you have your own risk tolerance and finances, you should probably find your own quote unquote risk tolerance and how much you want to actually divulge about what you're doing, because there's a lot of pros to it, like I've listed, and there's a lot of cons to it, like I've said in my own experience. So I hope that does help. All right, my friends, remember you can find me on Instagram at Christoph Lewis. You can find me and this on the website at christophlewis.com/podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, please rate it 5 stars. And if not, I'd appreciate you reach out to me on the website or on Instagram and tell me what I can improve on, because this is as much is it for you as it is for me, because I'm really trying to improve and I'm just trying to take things in my life that I wish I would have known before. And this is part of the learning process. So I would appreciate the feedback. You all that listen to this is like better than I could have ever asked for, because you understand that this is a learning process for me as well, that I bust my butt to, interview the guests and to come up with these topics and divulge some of my life so that I can help you and you can learn from it. Hopefully, you know, I'm no rock star, I'm no superstar, but, you know, I'm just another guy that lived a life and wants to share it in hopes that you can learn from that as well. And then hopefully I inspire you to want to do the same in your own life, like share with your spouse, share with people at your work, people in your life, your family that are struggling and that can learn from your story as well. So even though this was short and sweet, like the point was like, okay, I get it, and I'll keep my cards close. Some people really need to hear that. And some of these things, you know, are good to think about, even though you know them, think about them in a different light and maybe you can improve on it. Just because you're good at it doesn't mean you can't get better at it. And like I always say, you can listen to all the best podcasts, all the best advice, read all the best books, but if you don't apply it, it doesn't mean anything. So go out there, apply these things, tell your future plans, your dreams, and your moves, and hold yourself accountable. Get accountability partners and figure out what your risk tolerance is and how much you're actually willing to say. All right, my friends, have the best day ever.